Brendan Larson stretching out his lower right leg as he was favoring that a couple plays ago. At three attempt. Falls off the rim, no good. Jackson somehow reels it in and scores, and he's got 10. Kinkova a little out of control, and Logan Iapana unable to handle that one. And we got a media timeout here on the floor, I believe. He has a couple substitutions ready to check in for Cake, and the official is going to make the call here. We'll see if
Providence Imaging Center is proud to sponsor March Madness Alaska.
When you can see Brendan Larson out pleading his case still about that fourth foul. So we got a media timeout. We'll take a break as well. 37-21, Cake on top.
We're always looking for ways to help GCI customers go faster.
Well, we found one. Technically, introducing GCI's 10,000 miles per hour giveaway with 10,000 Alaska Airlines miles to be won every hour, taking you pretty much anywhere. GCI customers are already in to win and get double the entries when you have GCI Plus. So just sit back and watch the skies. And watch your email. GCI, wildly ingenious. We found another way to help GCI customers go faster. Technically, introducing GCI's 10,000 miles per hour giveaway with 10,000 Alaska Airlines miles to be won every hour. And GCI customers are already in to win.
All right, we are back here, 37-21. Southeast Conference champion Cake Thunderbirds on top of the Aleutian Conference runners-up in King Cove. Excuse me, 37-21. It'll be Cake Ball, a couple subs into the game. Josiah Jackson, Taylen Davis back in, and Devin Aceveda. Jackson draws the triple team, hands it off to Zachary Hansen, who also checked back into the game. Well, they've got Larson back out there. And here comes the flush attempt. No good. The follow-up is good.
2 points.
Acevedo with the follow scores. Jackson thought about that in the first quarter. And that three rattles around, and Larson comes up with it. Three ball, no good by Michael Gould. So King Cove head coach Ricky Dela Cruz going to roll the dice with Larson, who is definitely not 100%. He is still favoring that lower right calf. I don't know if he's fighting a cramp or... Definitely tell that he's almost dragging that leg behind him right now. But now out there with four fouls is they're down. And there's the turnover. Jackson over his shoulder catch. He has got 12 now. 20-point Cake lead running away with it. 2:09 remaining third period. T-Jax will have it right at their bench. Michael Gould gives it up. Now Thompson looks to go to work inside. Boy, Kinko just unable to finish at the rim. And Jackson hangs on to it and scores. Jackson with 6 in the quarter, 14 in the game. And another almost turnover, almost steal for Hansen. Three ball off the side of the iron. Taylen Davis. Now Jackson inside goes to work. No good. Rebound. T-Jax. Dangerous pass and picked off here by Acevedo, and he can't get that one to go.
Substitutions for Cake.
Aiden Clark. Wyatt Kadake. Back in for the Cake Thunderbirds.
Jackson and Davis.
Jackson, a well-deserved breather. Turnaround jumper goes for Brendan Larson.
2 points, Brendan Larson.
8 points. Down to 45 seconds to go, third quarter. No good, the rebound and a foot putback is good this time. Aceveda, 4 points for him, all here in the third. Gould, strong dribbler, and he hits a three. Gould with 11. Kinko with a two-on-one opportunity. And Gould unable to score with the rebound in the basket.
Riley Wilson
with 7 points. 2 seconds and, wow, no whistle. That could have been a three-pointer at the buzzer. Could have been three free throws, too. 45-28 at the end of three. We've got more of the ASAA March Madness coming up here on the NFHS Network.
In 50 years, I hope we're worldwide at the world. We live by our NFL values. And we still have our land. We still have our way of life, our culture, our language. I would say that's our success.
I'm Sam King, and I earned my process tech degree right here in the state. ConocoPhillips Alaska is the state's largest oil producer, and what we do matters. As part of the operations team, I prepare for planned maintenance on our facility, and I work closely with production teams across the North Slope. It's not just what we do, it's how we do it. The team and I work every day to safely and responsibly put oil in the pipeline. ConocoPhillips Alaska, committed to Alaska for more than 50 years.
Waiting for the fourth to start here. Could be any second.
All right, 45-28.
By their stuff. But let's try, huh?
Winner of this one again, we'll get into the main tournament bracket, loser ball game, compilation bracket, and Cake forces the turnover, and then they return it right back to him on an errant pass. Again, this is a rematch from last year's state championship game. So take a look at the other seeds, because we have got Cake, the number 3 seed this year, and King Cove, the 14 seed. The number 1 seed in the tournament is Shaq Tulik, number 2, Cook Inlet, and Cook Inlet one earlier today. Shaq Tulik will play later this evening. Cake, number 3. And Monocatop, the 4 seed. Kind of tough to see the 16-team tournament for the opening day. And we got free throws coming up here for the T-Jacks. Robert Thompson will go to the line for 2. Josiah Jackson picks up his first team foul here in the fourth quarter.
Robert Thompson
yet to get into the scoring column, with an opportunity to now. Stays out of it. Second one coming up. And that one good. 16-point Cake lead. And King Cove comes up with the turnover. Gould finds some help in Larson, and Larson tries to get it inside and stolen away by the Thunderbirds. Triple team in a travel as Aiden Clark gets tripped up as he hits the deck and whistled for a walk. Boy, and again, Larson really favoring that lower right leg. Three ball, Gould goes out, and King Cove able to come up with a steal. Thompson, Larson, Wilson for three. Riley Wilson, his second three of the game, and he has got 10. We got a technical.
You got a full timeout.
So a full timeout is the call here. So I believe that's going for King Cove head coach. So we got a 60-second break. We'll take a timeout as well. Actually, the timeout goes to Cake. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
Data caps and low bandwidth are no problem with the Alaska Commercial Company shopping app. In low bandwidth mode, our online store loads in less time than other stores and saves you money on data. Here for you, here for Alaska.
All right, welcome back here. 45-32. Cake Thunderbirds on top with the ball with 6:20 and counting in our fourth quarter. We'll have our afternoon break, and then we'll come back here for the afternoon and evening session. Four more games on tap on day number one, all 1A action. We'll get the 2A action started tomorrow. You can find the brackets. Go to ASAA365.com. Held ball whistle as the Thunderbirds were ready to go off to the races. Cake will still have it. Jackson stops at the free throw line and pops and shoots, score.
Jackson.
16 for Jackson. Thompson at the elbow, no good. The putback for Larson is good. He's got six. Officials will talk over who touched it last, and they'll agree that team in white with the last touch, and Cake will continue to apply full court pressure now with a 13-point lead. They had it up to 20. Good job by King Cove, not going away. Watch out from behind, and there it is. Stolen away, but oh, stepping on the out of bounds. Good hustle from Rodney Moeller, one of the six seniors for Cake. That short comes up shot, or shot comes up short. Jackson drives it inside and scores.
Jackson for two.
Jackson now two away from 20, and a foul is going to go on Rodney Moeller.
Fouls on Rodney Moeller for Cape, his first personal.
Second team foul. Boy, and right in front of us here is Brendan Larson, and boy, he just wincing in pain. You can see it on his face every time he puts any pressure down on that right leg, and you can just see him. But you got to give it to him, man, for staying out there. what point does Ricky Dela Cruz have to start thinking about the remainder of the tournament for him?
Going in line for two free throws, Keontae Jackson.
Jackson now back to the free throw line. He's 2 for 4 in the game. And he gets that one. So now 3 out of 5. Second one goes. 20 points now for Keontae Jackson. Right in their lap here. That shot comes up short by Larson. Numbers, but Cake didn't have control of it. So good job by Davis to just realize that, hey, look, we don't have to rush anything here. Let's just take our time, and they're going to spread things out, and then Davis will drive it. Back out on top, Jackson making that King Cove defense chase the ball now. That three-point attempt, no good by Tyler Davis. This time, Nunez Torres puts up a three that falls short. There's a buzzer three over there on court number two. In our game before this one, we had an exciting one, and one included a half-court buzzer shot. And count that one. Taylen Davis now with 6. 53-34. And dropping in another 2 is Brendan Larson. ...53-36. That one, pass goes out of bounds. Aiden Clark returns for the Cake Thunderbirds.
Replaces Tyler Davis.
Turnover, and Cake now all alone goes left side and scores. Taylen Davis now with 8. Gould, boy, got up in the air, able to pass it off, and that one falls off the iron. Jackson pushing the pace. Hop step in the paint, scores. Keontae Jackson. 21 point Thunderbird lead. Thompson. Boy, good hands just to be able to get that pass. Thing was on him quick. Three ball well off the mark by Moeller. Xavier Muniz Torres picks up his second.
Torres, his second personal. 13 foul for Caden.
Eric Davis.
Well, we lost power somehow. Well, it appears we lost the game. I went down and it says check something for whatever. I have no idea where I do that. I pushed the refresh button several times and it hasn't come back. So it looks like we lost the game in the fourth quarter. And Cake's way ahead. It's probably going to remain that way, unfortunately, for his King Cobras. But it's the way it is. I'll just continue with the music.
You're turning, babe. How you turn me on? Satisfied, so satisfied. Hey, whip me in line. Dress me up and take me home.
Sorry about the game being gone, but that looks like the way it is. It's just not coming back. So, we'll continue with what's going on here on my list of songs. The Doors will come up next, and we have some Warrens up on. Santana after that, and Sounds Wild might be coming up even.
We shall go on. pretty little girl tonight, trying to run before she can walk. That's right, she's growing up. She has a young man waiting. She's growing up. She has a young man waiting. Wide eyes, she'll be streetwise to the lights and the jive talk, but she'll find true love and tenderness on the block. Daddy, don't you ask her when she's coming in, and when she's home, don't ask her where she's been.
She's going out, she has a young man waiting. Going out, can't keep a young man waiting.
She'll be okay, better have her day, 'cause it's a long way, it's a long walk, but she'll find true love and tenderness on the block. It hurts to see her go. She has a mind of her own, you know.
She's all grown up. She has a young man waiting. She's all grown up. She has a young man waiting.
She was wild.
Streetwise to the lights and the jive talk, but she'll find true love
and tenderness on the block.
She'll find true love
and tenderness on the block.
Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. 50 feet below the surface of the Bering Sea, a group of walrus is feeding on the seabed. They use their whiskers and broad muzzles to brush the mud and sand from the seafloor and find bottom-dwelling invertebrates. And their mouths are adapted to suck the meat from clams and shellfish. Walrus are vocal, and their distinctive gonging and belling calls carry underwater and can be heard above the water as well. Biologists suspect that walrus snap their jaws and chatter their teeth underwater as a way of keeping track of each other in the murky, nutrient-rich Arctic waters. The Bering Sea is pretty shallow, 50 to 150 feet deep, which is why Alaska and Asia were connected during the Ice Age, when sea levels were lower, and this area was a vast plain that we now call Beringia. There's about 260,000 Pacific walruses ranging across the continental shelf waters of the Bering and Chukchi Seas. They depend on sea ice habitats and coastal haulouts, and they move in response to seasonal and annual changes in the sea ice cover. Walrus have been very important to native Alaskans in the region, and the Inupiat word for a young walrus is Nunavak, which is also the name of the second largest island in the Bering Sea. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.
Yeah, I'll break in for a minute here. I just got a call from Amy at what we were broadcasting went out everywhere, but she called the right people. And the final score was Cake 61 and King Cove 39. So that's, I think King Cove was rated number 14 and Cake was rated number 3 or 4. So that came out just about right. I was hoping to be an upset, of course, and King Cove would win. Well, I'm sure we all were. But anyway, that's what happened. 61 to 39. Cake over King Cove. Yeah, it was Rolling Stones, of course. We all can recognize that, I'm sure, as Ain't Too Proud to Beg. Now we have Landslide. It's live, but it's not the studio version. After that, we have Iron Mind by Black Sabbath and a little underwriting. Then we have Roll Over Beethoven by ELO. That's Electric Light Orchestra. Right now, Fleetwood Mac.
This is for you, Daddy. I took my love and I took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in the snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is child within my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my life? I don't know. Well, I've been afraid of changing, 'cause I built my life around you. But time makes you bolder, children get older, and I'm getting older too.
Sure, gotta call my buddies in Kinko. And I'm gonna play, I'll be out in about 15 minutes, so I'm gonna play the rest of the hour for my buddies. And the first one's for you, Dubs. And after that, we have some Miranda Lambert. I got three of them for you, Lips. I have The House That Built Me, Heart Like Mine, Fastest Girl in Town, and this one for Dubbies.
And sun.
Come back one last time. Ma'am, I know you don't know me from Adam, but these handprints on the front steps are mine. Up those stairs in that little back bedroom is where I did my homework and I learned to play guitar. And I bet you didn't know, under that live oak, my favorite dog is buried in the yard. I thought if I could touch this place, I'll feel it. This brokenness inside me might start healing. Out here it's like I'm someone else. I thought that maybe I could find myself. If I could just come in, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me. Mama cut out pictures of houses for years, from Better Homes and Garden magazine. Plans were drawn in concrete board, nail by nail and board by board. Daddy gave life to Mama's dream. I thought if I could touch this place, so feel it. This brokenness inside me might start healing. I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory.
got the bullets, I got the gun. I got a hankering for getting into something. I hit the bottle, you hit the gas. I heard your 65 could really haul some ass. I'm feeling frisky, you're feeling good. I guess the whiskey is doing what it should. I got the cigarettes, you got a lighter. And when the sun goes down, we'll start a little fire. Ain't no use in trying to slow me down, 'cause you're running with the fastest girl in town. Ain't ya, baby? Reputation follows me around, just makes me wanna give them more to talk about. Let's go to town for a little while. I'll be wearing nothing but a tattoo and a smile. Ain't no use in trying to slow me down, 'cause you're running with the fastest girls in town. Ain't you, baby? Gun. If he pulls us over, I'll turn on the charm. You'll be in the slammer and I'll be on his arm. There ain't no use in trying to slow me down, 'cause you're running with the fastest girl in town. Ain't you, baby? Well, I told you I was crazy.
It's been so long since I've seen.